now since this virus has been on, been very sensitive to where you go, having on a mask of some kind, and being sensitive to the fact that you can't just walk up and hug people like you used to. Like, I really enjoy hugging people and touching people, not just ladies, but men and women. In particular, a man that I know is a real man, is a great joy to hug a man and know that he and I are on the same page by looking to Jesus for our power and for our strength. So people are asking questions now. Some people are saying they think it's the end and so forth. And I don't know. I can't judge that. And Jesus made it very clear to us that nobody really knows when the return is going to come. But the key thing that we need to do is to be ready today as if it's today. So the question is, what do you trust? And people can say they are atheists or this or that and the other, but I am of the opinion that everybody, I don't care who they are, believes in something. Everybody believes in something. Now, I have a program that I do every Thursday night at 8 o'clock on my daughter, Angela Hearn's Facebook page. It's strictly at 8 o'clock, and it's just dealing with issues. And it's not, I'm not calling it a sermon, anything. It's dealing with issues of life. And people, let me tell you something. I don't care how you look at it, how you fix it, how you try to turn it around, life is coming at you. And you can't stop it. You can mess it up, and you can fix yourself in a place to where you cannot enjoy it. But I say life is coming at you. So everybody is looking for something that they can trust. And my statement and my recommendation to everybody, I don't care who you are or what's going on in your life, you can trust the Word of God. And I have written a little definition that I'd like to read to you. And you may want to copy it down, or you may want to just think about it and listen to it. And here's what I say, that here's why you can trust the Word. 1 John chapter 1, let me turn to that real quick. Listen to verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All right, let me read that again. In the beginning was the Word, there's a Word, and the Word was with God, there's a Word, and the Word was God, there's a Word, and the same was in the beginning with God. So I've written a statement that I'm calling a definition for what I'm titling the message today. The Word of God is God, and God is His Word. The Word of God is God, and God is His Word. So you cannot separate God from His Word, nor His Word from Him, for everything that is spoken. And so I'll go to several scriptures with you today just to take a look at that. So now, keep this in mind, that when God created us, He created us and let me look at it this way. The Father God, the Son God, the Holy Spirit God. And that's why He said in the book of Genesis, finally He makes a statement. Let us make man in our own image and in our likeness. And then the Bible tells us, this is Genesis chapter 1 and Genesis chapter 2. He said, let us make man in our own image and likeness. And he breathed into our nostril. And we became, through Adam, a living soul. All right? Now, with that in mind, I'm saying that being that we're made in the image of God, being that we can trust the Word of God, and being that the Word of God is in God, and God is in His Word, and God is in us, then we become a part of the Word, which means that we are the offspring of God through Christ Jesus and been saved to do things in this earth to make difference in what is and what ain't. That ain't like it's supposed to be, we have the authority to bring it to a head and cause it to change, because we can trust the Word. Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, verse 6, verse 9, verse 11, 14, as every other verse he says, and God said, which is a word, something happened. And then he goes to the next, and God said, and something happened. And he goes on and on throughout that first chapter in the creation. And every time he spoke, something happened. And God has given us authority to speak to things and cause things to change. In fact, I'm just all over the word this morning. So y'all just have to forgive me if you like. But he said that we have the authority to speak to the mountain and tell the mountain to move from where it is to somewhere else. Now, only God, only those of us who have the image of God can do that. So I'm thankful that God has made us in His image, and then we had the gall to disobey Him and fall flat on our face, and then the Lord did not leave us flat on our face. He sent His Son to pick us up and put us on the right trail if we would believe it. So you can trust the Word, and it don't make no difference what goes on in your life. You can trust the Word and go to the Word and make and call it to a different level than where it was. So I'm thankful for that. Another reason why you can trust the Word, he says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 through 27, he gives us an example, Jesus did. And here's what he said. He said, hey, can I put my name in there? I'm going to put my name in there. Henry, if you build your thoughts, build your mind, and set your hope and trust my word, I will give you creative power. In my image, you can make a difference in every way you go. Just because you are there in the midst, things will be different. And ladies and gentlemen, coming up on November the 3rd, I'm looking, and I'm not preaching politics, I'm preaching word here. I'm saying that everybody ought to use their power to vote. But you need to let God give you how to vote, what to vote for, who to vote for. And I ain't telling you who I'm voting for, but I'm not saying I'm voting for the existing governmental system. Now, you can take that however you like to take it. But I'm going to trust the word, and I'm going to walk in that word until God make a difference in my area where I live. So he says, if you build your house upon the rock, the wind can come. Well, no, let me say that different. The wind will come. Storm will come. Thunder will roll. Lightning will flash. But you will be absolutely safe because you're built upon the rock. But he said, those of us who will not build upon the rock, build upon philosophy, upon Newton's law and Kirchhoff's law, and because Kirchhoff and Newton and all of them, if they didn't get what they have from God, then they don't have anything. So I'm saying that God's word is truly the only thing that you can really put your hope in and trust. Going back to the first chapter of the book of John. Going back to the book of John, chapter 1, he said everything was made by him, and nothing was made that he didn't make. So if God didn't make it, it didn't get made, and it's not here. So I'm thankful for the opportunity to recognize the fact that we have authority to make a difference in our lives. And did you know the Apostle Peter was one of the most messed up guys you ever want to find, cursing a minute, do all kind of stuff. But one day he met Jesus for sure. Not only did Jesus wash his feet, when he met Jesus totally, he had power. So he was so powerful that he could walk the streets and his shadow, they brought people and laid them along the sidewalk. And Peter just walked the street, and when his shadow would pass over them, they would be healed. He was that powerful. And I want to say sometime, Lord, how are you going to be that good to them and that good to me? And he said, well, he made up his mind, and when he made up his mind, he walked with me, and he continued to walk with me all the way until he was crucified and taken out. He stayed with me. Henry, are you going to stay with me? Oh, man, I'm about to cry right here. You know, I'm so thankful for the opportunity that God has caused me now as I head toward 88 years old. Yes, I'm still learning. Yes, I'm still growing. But I want you to know I'm growing more and more toward him and more away from the world. I do want you to know that the word of God is rich in me. Not because I'm all of that, but because God is all of that. So I'm saying to you, if you want the power of God, let the image of God live rich in you so that wherever you go, whatever you do, whoever you see, whoever you walk with will be changed when you leave them. Now look at what Peter did. And on this particular occasion, he walked up to this guy. And he was going into the temple. And I think that's probably Acts chapter 4. And I don't have that right in my hand right now. No, it might be even Acts chapter 3. Y'all can find that. But let me talk about it. It's either Acts chapter 3 or Acts chapter 4. And Peter was on his way. See, this is after he got his stuff together. He wasn't cussing no more. He wasn't doubting no more. He wasn't waiting to crow so he could deny the Lord no more. And here he is walking strong now. And the only way into the temple, here's this guy that's been laying there crippled for 38 years or so. I don't forget how long it was. But while he was laying there, he looked at Peter and held his little cup up. And when he held his little cup up, he was expecting him to put some money in. And Peter said to him, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And did you know that brother got up? That brother got up. And not only did he get up, maybe I ought to find that to make sure that you have that one. I'm going to go to the book of Acts, and I'm going to believe that it's in chapter 3, verse 1. Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being at the ninth hour, about 3 o'clock that day. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried that lay daily at the gate at the temple, which he called Beautiful, to ask for money. Verse 3, who seeing Peter and John come in, asked for money. Verse 4, And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And I'd like to think Peter might have said, you don't see, I'll turn my pocket wrong side out so that you'll know that I ain't got no money. But listen what he did say. And he looked on Peter and John. Peter then said, silver and gold have I none, for such as I have, give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. And this brother got up and went into the temple with him, shouting and singing the praise of Jesus Christ. So, ladies and gentlemen, in closing this morning and this today, I want to say to you, you can trust the word of God. And the word of God will deliver you from anything that is not like God, whether it be drugs, alcohol, whoremongering, cursing, all the stuff will leave you when you give God the praise and trust in his word. Ladies and gentlemen, I kind of scattered it out, but I want you to know that God is still good. Trust him and trust his word. Father, I thank you for today, and I ask you to bless your word. Bless every man and woman, boy or girl who heard the word today, and let them know that all things are possible in you. Thank you, Lord. Bless us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.